They scare you into not doing things. I don't have any tattoos. I think that's because my dad scared me into not having. You have a tattoo and you'll find out. That's how you get hepatitis. Do you want hepatitis? No? Then don't get a fucking tattoo. You have any tattoos, Al? No, you know why? Because you're from the generation, I'm not saying I'm from your generation, but my generation, who emulated yours a little bit, your generation, am I lying? You had to earn tattoos. You never just went and got one blindly, did they? No, the only time, when I was a kid, the only people I saw with tattoos were old white guys, and they would have like a fucked up looking anchor on their forearm. Wouldn't even look like an anchor, it would look like a check mark, you know what I mean? Like he got it when they hit some rough water, was like, oh, and then... And as a kid, you tattoos meant something. Now it doesn't mean shit. Everybody goes and gets one. It equals nothing to me anymore. People are like, why'd you get a tattoo?
It's just to express my individuality.
No. No, you're a fucking idiot. That's what happened. And you decided to be just like everyone else. When I was a kid, you used to be able to look at somebody and you could tell by what their tattoo was and where it was, what kind of person they were. Like if you saw somebody with a neck tattoo, you were like, that's a crazy son of a bitch right there. And they'd always have something crazy on their neck. FTW, fuck the world. And then they would have a teardrop tattoo, you know? What's a teardrop for? I killed a motherfucker. And I couldn't cry my own tears. Don't you quit on me. Now it doesn't matter where the tattoo is or what it is. You got these little emo kids with skinny jeans and life is difficult tattooed on their neck. Real tears running down his face. Why are you crying? It hurt. People get crazy. They do the sleeve now. What'd you?
I got a sleeve. I did my whole arm.
That's cool right now. In 10 years, you're going to regret it. It's like having an Ed Hardy shirt on for the rest of your life. Sorry, Lebanese people. No worries, mate. Hurry, nothing like Ed Hardy. You gotta think. I see your tattoo, sweetheart. I see it. You look upset that I'm talking about tattoos, but what is that on your arm? What did you get? A nautical star that says, dream big, work hard. When you say it out loud, do you see how ridiculous that is? Do you see? I'm just saying, maybe on the way to the tattoo shop, you should have said it out loud a few times. You have five tattoos? What was your first one?
I've got one on my back.
You've got one on your back. What is it? It's what? A musical note? Is it on your back or is it a tramp stamp? What is it? Is it a? You should put it like right at the base of your back and call it. Put a bass clef, you know, like. Is it a treble clef, bass clef? What is it? Treble clef. Are you a singer? Or do you just want guys to whistle when they're fucking you? Is that like I don't understand. What was your first tattoo? Was the treble clef on your back. Good. Like one day you just looked in the mirror and you were like, fuck. My back is boring. It needs a soundtrack. Women are the worst with this shit because they don't think. They always put these little corny sayings all over them and then, meh, it's not on my back. Women start with a cute tattoo, don't they? What'd you get?
I got a dolphin on my ankle. Ding!
You gotta think about the future. When you're 80 years old, that dolphin's gonna look like a can of tuna. That treble clef's gonna look like a fucking teardrop on your ass. Your nautical compass is gonna be all out of whack.
It used to point north, now it just everything goes south.
What does it say? Dream. You gotta think about the future. Nobody thinks about getting old anymore. When I was your age, how old are you? 19? What the fuck? You haven't even had skin long enough. At least have skin for at least 20 years before you start fucking it up, you know what I mean? Because again, you're young, you're not thinking about the future. I'm glad I never got any tattoos, because after 40, your skin doesn't snap back the way it does right now. Like, your skin after 40 is literally like finding your favorite pair of underwear from like 5 years ago. And you're, oh my God, I still have these, and you pull the waist and it goes, and doesn't snap back, you know? And you're like, wow, my favorite underwear is now my favorite dusting cloth. This is perfect, you know? You gotta think, I see, buddy, you got a sleeve, you got all kinds of weird shit going on over there. What is that? What do you got there, other than no arm left? What happened? What was your first tattoo there, Tony Tats? What is that? A dragon, because you have bad breath, or? What made you get a dragon? You're not, obviously not Chinese or something. You like dragons? You know they're not real, right? I like dragons, I have a bunch of them. And then you were like, you know what, I got this dragon. And another arm. And then you just went fucking ham on the other arm, didn't you? Where are your parents from? Because you're obviously not a white guy. What?
Syria.
Syria. One guy clapping.
No, there was mosquito. I had to...
You know your Syrian parents don't fucking appreciate your arms right now.
Back home, son, we would have cut off your arms. You look like Sharmuta. Cut off your arms.
I see yours too, buddy. You guys aren't thinking, are you? What? How old are you? 35. And how long ago did you get that dragon?
5 years ago.
5 years ago. At 30, you were like, you know what? This arm needs a fucking dragon.
And I never want to see this arm again.
The Asian guy beside you has a tattoo. Do you have a dragon? Because that would make more sense to me. You have a dragon? Yeah, he does. Show us. Show us the dragon. He fucking has a dragon. You should have like a tank or something, you know what I mean? Like something that describes where you're from, you know? Like a fake set of bombs strapped to your arm, you know what I mean? Like, even the Asian guys, they're so stupid. The Arab guy has a dragon. Hey, dragon arms! It's just saying, think about the future. Why do you have a dragon? Were you born year of the dragon, or? Dragons are more in tune with you being Asian, so I'm not really mad at you for having that, you know? Women get cute with the tattoos. They always put the sayings and shit on them. There was a girl at one of my shows, I go, what do you got? She goes, I got one here, and I got one here, and I got stuff on my back. I go, I got stuff on my back too, but I wax it off. I go, what do you got on your back? She goes, scriptures. I have scriptures written all over my back. She had scriptures written all over her back. Who is that for? The guy fucking her, that's who it's for. I don't know about you, but the first time I bone this chick, I don't want to flip her over and the Bible staring me in the fucking face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, baby, turn over. What the fuck?
Oh my God, I'm gonna come. Give me your face.
Why are you coming in my face?
Because I don't want to come on Jesus. It's really uncomfortable. My mom's sitting right there, and I just did that. Sorry, Ma. It's your fault. I didn't know these words before. Should have bought me an educational toy. I'm jealous of tattoos. That's my real problem with tattoos, I'll be honest with you. Because, first of all, you can't get a tattoo after 40. You look like you're going through some sort of midlife crisis. You look like an idiot getting a tattoo after 40. And the other reason is, I'm a hairy Indian guy. I don't have the real estate for a tattoo, you know what I mean? What am I gonna get, a tiger peering through the hair on my chest, you know? Girls are gonna like, oh my God, the graph looks so real. Megan, come here, look. He's got like a 3D, HD. Oh my God, yeah, you can feel it, it's like real. How old are you, kid? You look young. 15, that's an awkward age, right? Don't get any tattoos, you're only 15. Don't do what she did at 15 or whatever the fuck she was. She's only 19, so, I mean, I don't know when you got the treble clef. How old are you when you got your treble clef?
18.
In 1 year, she got 5 tattoos. No regard for her body. You seem like a nice brown kid. Don't fuck this up, you know? You're 15, you're in your prime whacking years. Just enjoy that. You know what I mean? It's okay, buddy. We've all been there, you know what I mean? Who's that with you? Is that your dad? Your uncle. Hey, uncle. How old are you, uncle?
34.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, uncle. You know what I mean? 15, just like, aah! That's all. That's all you wanted to do at 15, you know? Hey, and just, what's your name, buddy? Sorry? Sahan?
Shahan.
Shahan. Shahan, Shahaf, Shahan. Shahan, when you're jerking Shahaf. I want you to know that there's nothing wrong with you, all right? Just enjoy it. Remember, uncle, you know what I'm saying, huh? 15, even in your 20s as a guy, you could jerk off like 8 times a day and still fuck at night. It was an incredible time. You know? I mean, you don't really do it properly, but you can. I don't try this either tonight. Don't get carried away, is all I'm saying. It never ends for a man, Shahan. You will always, as long as you have arms, for the rest of... Al, 62. You still crank it out every now and then. Let's not lie to each other, Al, you know what I mean? It's not as frequent as it once was. I mean, you know, maybe once a month even, but whatever, you gotta empty the pipes, you know what I'm saying? You know when it slows down? Uncle, you're only 34, you don't know this yet, but after 40 is when it slows down. That's when you gotta make decisions in life, you know? You'll still do it, but it's not done with the same frequency or willingness as it once was. You know? Like, like tonight, I'll give you an example. If I don't get laid tonight after my show, I don't give a shit. I will go back to my hotel room, open up my laptop, put on some porn, crank one out and go to sleep like a fucking gentleman. You know what I mean? Problem is, after 40, you get tired way easier. Do you know how many nights I've had it happen where I put my laptop on my chest and I fall asleep with my dick in my hand just... while the movie was loading. While the movie didn't even start. And the only reason I wake up is because the heat from my laptop is burning my chest. I'm on fire! Oh. I grew up like an immigrant, and even though I was not an immigrant in Canada, I felt like an immigrant. And then I moved to the States 7 years ago and actually became an immigrant. It's kind of a weird process for me. You know, being a Canadian living in America, all right, yeah, 3 Canadians, good. No, 1 Canadian flag, good deal. Hold that up, we'll get a shot of it. Don't you want that on the fucking DVD? That's right. That's what it looks like, that's our flag, a leaf. Symbol of strength and fall. The The immigrant experience is a lot harder than you think it is, you know? You really got to give your parents props if they came from another country to here or wherever they went to, because they really took a chance, you know? My parents left India in 1965, and they moved straight from India to Toronto, which is where I was born and raised by wolves. And I don't know how thick my dad's accent was when he moved to Canada, but it never got thinner in the 40 years he was alive there. My dad had this ability to give everything an accent. Everything. It doesn't matter what it was. And not words. Any immigrant could fuck up words. My dad would fuck up sounds. One time my dad's car broke down. He calls me and goes, "Son, the car is broken down." I go, "What happened?" "I don't know." "Well, what's wrong with the car?" "If I knew that, I'd be a mechanic." "What the hell's a mechanic?" "The bastard that fixes the car." "Oh, I think you mean mechanic. Don't be stupid. There is no K in it." That's how you could tell. You can tell how Indian somebody is by how many fingers they point with. I was born in North America, one finger. You. People from India, four fingers to point at one thing. Just see. See these bastards. See. Just see. See everybody. See. See.